All right. In terms of scripts and dialogues, let me give you, shall I be presumptuous and say, take this to the next level? And when Paul was making his presentation this morning, because of the situation you're in, you couldn't stop to have the questions answered. Every time you ask a question, don't go on to the next question right. without the person you're communicating with responding
Absolutely.
To the question. But taking this to the next level. See, I'm all for scripts and dialogues. But if you sense you're with a person, let's say the person's a salesperson themselves, and are expecting scripts and dialogues, and they're watching for them. Here's an idea for you. You know, I know, like me, you're a professional, you're a salesperson. Can I share with you a script that I would normally use if I was trying to have you make a decision? A decision, perhaps, to purchase a home or sell a home. And you came back to me and said, I want to think it over. Now remember, we can use this not just with another salesperson. I think we can use this with any buyer. And depending on the script or dialogue, another seller, I would say, can I share with you what I would normally communicate to you to persuade you to buy? And I want you to give me a response to what I'm saying to you to see if it would work. If you said to me, I want to go home and think about it, and I came back to you with this prepared presentation, I appreciate how you feel, but don't you agree with me that in order to think about it properly, you need all the facts and figures? What would you say? Because in order to think about it properly, you need to have that information. So please allow me to at least fill out the paperwork so that when we get through, you'll be in a better position to make a decision in terms of this decision you're going to make. Now, that candidly, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, is a script that we've used. Do you think it might work? And if it doesn't work, what might work? I want to reverse roles with you. Pretend that I am a buyer and you are the salesperson. If you were the salesperson, what amenities in this property would cause you to communicate to me what those amenities were so that I would buy?
And close the sale.
That's good.
And then you're going to have the buyer communicate the reasons that they might buy. By reversing roles, they're telling you why they should buy. Now, if you're dealing with a seller, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, I recognize that making a change in your lifestyle and where you live is not an easy decision. We always resist change, but there's nothing as constant as change. And I've contemplated communicating to you through a script or a dialogue that the longer you wait here, yes, property value will go up, but the property you intend to buy, which is an upleg, more expensive, the property values are going up there. Candidly, that's a script, but it's a valuable script. It's an honest script. But let's say it didn't work for you. Let's reverse roles. You're now the salesperson in your own home, and I'm the seller. Would you tell me what would cause you to make the move? Tell me what the main reasons were for you to make this move. Now, that in my mind is being different. And remember, in every one of these cases, before you get involved in the nitty-gritty of what I've just communicated, get into FORD. Learn about the family. Learn about occupation. Learn about recreation. Learn about dreams. And Ray did an excellent job, but if he'd had more time, I'd have advised him before he got into the reasons that I should have for moving to find out who I am. How many members do I have in my family? What are their ages? Might those family members be an influence in terms of whether or not I'm going to move? I talked about occupation, and he's sensing that I'd like to have a change in my occupation. What kind of occupation do I have? How long have I been at it? If I had to change my life, what would I do instead of doing what I've been doing? And then getting into recreation. What kind of hobbies or things do I do when I'm trying to recharge my battery? All of this is critical to what we've said. I do a little exercise on selling a pen, and please recognize scripts and dialogues. But the key to your success in selling a pen is not asking the person reasons for buying the pen, but having them give you reasons for why they should buy the pen. Here's the pen that I have. Okay? Why should you buy this pen? What reason do you have for buying it? Well, I don't know. I already have a pen. Well, my question to you is, do you feel there's any reason why you should have a second pen? Yes or no? What color is your pen? Well, it's black and ink. Do you think it might be a benefit to you to have one in blue as well as black for different reasons? And you go through the whole scenario where the person you're selling a pen to is giving you reasons why he should buy the pen. See, that to me is taking salesmanship to the next level. And I'd be the first to agree that scripts and dialogues can be presented, but have mental gymnastics, think on your feet, because it will go beyond scripts and dialogues. The key to success in this business is to bond in such a way there's a relationship and you can do the kinds of things that I've described without the people opposing the ideas that you're expressing, which brings you to the next level.